Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to baseball. How about that for a change? Probably not the baseball we want to talk about because the season has been canceled. And here to tell us all about it, my son Brandon Ramo from over there in Montevideo. Brandon's on the Minnesota American Legion Board of Directors. Is that correct, Brandon?
Yep. And so, yeah, the Minnesota Legion Baseball Board of Directors, which basically runs Legion Baseball in Minnesota. There's 10 district directors throughout the state, and so the state is broke up into districts. And then we have two vice directors, myself and Slick Miller from up in Ottertail, Minnesota, and then the director, Randy Schaub, who's also another local guy who's the head coach at Renville County West, lives in Danube, Minnesota. And then we have Jim Peck. He's our junior Legion guy. He's been on the board for like 50 years, so a lot of history there, and you know, one of the most successful programs in the country, team wise with 360 some teams statewide.
That's right. I know Randy and yourself have been doing a lot of media coverage in the last week since you made that announcement. Talk about what went into the decision to cancel American Legion Baseball in Minnesota.
Well, you know, a lot goes into the decision, and you know, as we started out about a month and a half ago and just said, you know, we're not going to make a decision quite yet, as things were kind of starting to unravel. And so we suspended the season back in April, maybe even March, end of March, can't remember. Just suspended it and said, you know, nothing's going to take place because high school baseball wasn't happening, and some of our teams were starting to get the itch and asking questions. So we just came out and said, suspend it. Let's just wait, see what happens. You know, we have multiple executive orders between in there from Governor Walz and CDC guidelines to follow, and getting emails from the University of Minnesota with different plans and all those different things. And so we decided to meet May 9th to figure out what we were going to do. And to be honest, I think most of us went to bed Friday night thinking, all right, I think we can probably create some type of phase-in plan for Legion Baseball in Minnesota, you know, whether it be practices start June 1 or June 15th or, you know, whenever the governor says, that type of thing. But woke up Saturday morning to some pretty gut-wrenching news that the National Committee came out with guidelines basically saying they're going to pull the plug on baseball nationwide and kind of cutting their ties. And, you know, nonetheless, not to make light of it, made our decision a little bit easier as we move forward, because, you know, without that national support, you're pretty much dead in the water.
The National American Legion you're talking about, right?
Yep, so the National American Legion actually back in, I think, February, early March, canceled their World Series and all the regionals. And at that point had just said, we're going to put it back on the states to decide what to do, and we don't have any national deadlines to meet, so if we need to play a little bit later into the fall, we can. And and then come out May 9th that morning, and we get that memo, and you know, don't want to throw them under the bus. They're definitely protecting their organization and their name as well, and you don't blame them. And you know, and one thing I just want to reiterate, that just because Legion Baseball is canceled doesn't mean baseball is canceled for the summer.
Now, the a big thing that goes into decision is insurance, and I think, isn't that what the National was talking about, too? Talk about the insurance, insuring baseball players during the summer.
Yeah, so one of the things that, in order to play Legion Baseball, the National Committee, or the National Department, has a contract with K&K Insurance, and so every team in the nation has to purchase insurance through them, and it's kind of a uniform thing, so basically so that as a board, we know what's covered and what's not covered and that type of stuff. And, you know, if we let our teams go out and purchase individual insurance policies, we just don't know what that covers. And, you know, one policy may cover this, one policy may cover that. Well, part of that memo when National sent out, part of it was is they're pulling insurance, and states and teams would have to find their own insurance. They'd be getting refunds. They could go back through K&K. But as a nationwide contract, teams, you know, contrary to what people believe, they actually get a pretty good deal on it. And if they were to go out individually, they'd be spending $400 for that policy versus $250. So A lot of things changed in that time frame, and you know, National said, you know, said you can't use logos, that type of stuff. And you know, Randy did a good job. I was listening to him on one interview, and he said he kind of equated it to if a Walmart or a Runnings comes in and says, we're pulling our logo, and we're going to take all our inventory, we'll leave you the building, and good luck. You know, that's basically what happened.
Okay. Just give our listeners a little insight here, just how big American Legion Baseball is in Minnesota.
So if you look at some states, as we look at numbers of teams and whatnot, Legion Baseball in Minnesota, we were approaching the 360-team mark as we made our May 9th meeting, and I suspected if we would have had a season, we probably would have gained another 20 or so teams, just, you know, old high schools looking for a way to get some players to play, and teams having multiple teams, especially in the metro area, and I think we would have been around that 380, 390 mark. And, you know, you look at a state like Iowa or even South Dakota, some of those have, you know, 100 teams or 120. So club baseball is really starting to take over in some areas where it's kind of the pay-to-play type of thing, and for-profit baseball. And so it's taking over in some states. It's virtually taken over and completely in some states. And Minnesota's held strong. They got a strong Legion department, a strong Legion baseball committee. I think it's one of the best committees that I've been on. I can tell you we have some very, very passionate people about baseball and the American Legion on our committee.
Okay, and there's 14 members on that committee?
Yeah, 14-member board, and like I mentioned, Jim Peck has been on there for like 50-some years. He was on WCCO News the other night with Excelsior, and you know, he said it best as we were making our vote to cancel, which was a very somber moment. His quote is, "It's the saddest day of baseball in his life." Mm-hmm. To have to cancel baseball. It's the first time it's been done in 90-some years in Legion baseball.
Yeah, that's right. COVID-19 has really messed a lot of things up, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't take the decision lightly whatsoever. And like I said, we were working on a phase-in plan, and when people from above say we can't do it. And but I can tell you that, you know, there are some local communities pulling together and doing some things. So
right now, I know you're really involved in Junior Legion baseball. Talk about a little bit about that. I know that Montevideo is actually going to be hosting the state tournament this year. I'm not that's been postponed.
Yeah, so the growth of Legion baseball, probably a couple years ago, Legion baseball had I think it was about 7 years ago, Legion baseball had 280, 290 teams, and the majority of the growth up to that 360 has been in the Junior Legion ranks, with, you know, the growth around our area. Kind of, it actually started in our area, the Division II Junior Legion program, spread statewide, and we were expecting around 70, 80 teams in the D2 arena this year. And in Montevideo, we were going to host the 2020 state tournament, and Sacred Heart just down the road was going to host the senior D2 tournament this year as well. But as a board, we kind of decided it's not really fair for those communities to just move on, so we're pushing them back. So we get a chance to host the 21 state tournament, and, you know, knock on wood, we hope things are somewhat normal next summer and we can play baseball.
That's right. Yeah, need something for the kids to do in the summertime, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then like I mentioned, you know, there are local people pulling together to do things as well, and I know Babe Ruth is still planning, as of today, still planning to do some stuff to the north of us, and there's a group out of the city, MYAS, that's looking at trying to do some league stuff, and like I said, you know, kids can still play baseball this summer under, you know, certain guidelines. It just can't be American Legion baseball.
Okay. Well, I know it was a tough decision for you, Randy, and all the guys that are on the board, and I know you got a lot of feedback after that, good and bad, but, you know, people just need to understand safety comes first, right?
Yeah, you know, and you can call it feedback, and, you know, we kind of giggle at that. I think we all know what that means, but but we also have, you know, some good support. Tink Larson out of Waseca, the legendary coach, emailed me and just said, you know, tough decision, 100% support you, and you really had no choice, and, you know, we'll be back stronger than ever, hopefully.
Yeah, and talk about Legion baseball around our area before we let you go, Brandon. It's really been very successful in the last few years with growth and stuff.
Yeah, even prior to the Junior Legion starting, the D2 Junior Legion starting, we had one of the strongest districts in the state of Minnesota for Senior Legion baseball. We had some 30-some teams playing in our district, which is, we have some of our districts that at the time had four or five teams, and so we've had strong, goes all the way back, Mike Gort ran District 7, Rube Nathy ran District 7, and then you have Randy who stepped in after Mike, and, you know, we have three District 7 guys on our board. I mean, you got Mike Gort who's on the board, and Randy and myself, and, you know, just some pretty passionate people about baseball, and, you know, you look at the history of town team around here, I mean, it will prevail. We'll come through this eventually. It's going to hurt for a little while, and we get that, but I tell you what, we have a good group of people in this part of the state that really support baseball.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for your time this morning. I appreciate that, getting us caught up on what's happening in baseball around the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Brandon Ramo, member of the Minnesota American Legion Baseball Board, talking about why Legion Baseball is canceled this summer. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.